I'm not trying to lay any sort of game on Constance. I just want us to go to the fair, have a good time.
And you want this is the last weekend to like you more than she likes me,
let's
which is not that tall of an order.
No, it's really not.
You know? So, way to go. Why don't I just print out my contact list of everybody of my friends and family so you can just start making the calls
need to.
This weekend.
I've already hacked
you
your cloud.
You can junk dial everybody and see if they would also like to go to the fair or spend time with you or end up loving you more than they love me, because you need validation from everyone, I guess.
I've already cozied up to both of your brothers, your parents, some of your cousins. Some of your nephews.
At least my son still is disgusted with you, and that's the most important thing.
Good.
But okay, so now Constance has agreed to go to the fair. We're going to take her to see the animals. So we're going to spend most of the time in the barn area, so I hope you're prepared
for
that.
Just because I was the one who came up with the idea and am the one who invited you both to go, which I guess means I have to pay, I have no problem ditching you.
I'm glad you stopped by the bank.
I have no problem ditching you both at any given point where I am not having as much fun as I need to be. I will leave you in a heartbeat.
I'm not worried about it, and that's not hurting my feelings
Speaking
in any way.
Though, of the one who has to pay, I've been doing a little research this morning on the fair. Turns out, if we go swing by Walgreens before we go over to the fairgrounds, we can get our tickets for 30% off.
Oh, you cheap bastard. And also, you know what? That's probably like the top thing that you could ever do for my mom to respect you. So you will get respect.
That's a savings of over $8.
I know. She loves a discount more than anybody. So if she found out that your cheap ass went online to find out how to get cheaper fair tickets, then oh my God, she's going to be impressed with that.
You know what
else? Nothing else.
She might be impressed with the fact that it's Firefighters Day and Smokey Bear Day.
I'm impressed with that fact, actually.
We picked a good day to go.
There's going to be a lot of firefighters out there.
See, you might be ditching us also.
I think I will.
The three of us are going to go together, and I guarantee within 5 minutes we're all going to go our separate ways. Constance is going to be meandering around looking for gluten-free food.
Yes, she is. That's another thing.
You're going to be hitting on firefighters.
I was going to take her to get something gluten-free over at the Grove, and now we're at the fair. They don't even have anything gluten-free
out
there.
That's not true.
What, corn? Corn on the cob?
No.
Roasting ears, as she called it, growing up on the farm?
Deep fried carne alabata calzone sounds gluten-free.
No, it does not. It calzone is never gluten-free.
No, once you fry it, it takes the gluten out.
Oh, God.
Isn't that how it works?
We're going to have to visit every single booth, and she's going to have an in-depth conversation with every single vendor, asking about the ingredients of every single item before she makes her decision on what she's going to eat. So, I hope you're ready for it.
They're also having the junior livestock auction today. Maybe we can buy a calf and just slaughter it and eat it.
I wonder if we could get if we could buy a mini horse, not to slaughter and eat, but just to have. Let's get her one for her birthday.
Those things tend to be pretty bitey. I would like to get you two.
She has a mountain house out in the East Mountain. She could handle a baby. Let's just not ask her and let's just get it and see what she says. So many surprises for my mom.
You're driving then, because if we end up leaving there with a mini horse, I don't want that thing crapping all over the inside of my car. Wouldn't make a difference inside of yours.
Let's just let it crap all over the inside of mine.
Yeah.
That's great.
Blend right in.
I took out the blanket from camping finally yesterday that had mud on it, and it's in the dryer right now, so there you go. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, smart ass.
If there's
Here's
people that
Van
want
Halen.
To come to the fair, join us.
Okay. 102.5.
That's not funny. It's really not.
It's 7:18. It's a little bit funny. 7:18 on your Friday morning. So happy that it's Friday. Also, happy birthday to my brother, Casey.
Happy birthday, Casey. I feel like we need to divulge what is not funny.
What?
We need to. That's not fair to come on laughing about it and then not talk about it.
What do you... No. Okay, a friend of mine choked at dinner the other night, and my other friend gave him the Heimlich, and he's fine.
He's fine.
It's funny because he's fine.
It's also funny because of who the friend is.
Yeah, but
we
also...
We won't divulge that.
No, but I busted the story out when we had like 12 seconds. I was like, oh, by the way, so-and-so choked on steak the other night. And then my other friend gave him the Heimlich, and then boom, it popped out. Hey, 7:19 on Coyote 102.5.